Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd would die for the sheep. The hired hand, who is neither shepherd nor owner of the sheep, catches sight of the wolf coming and runs away, leaving the sheep to be scattered or snatched by the wolf. That is because the hired hand works only for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. In the same way, Abba God knows me, and I know God. And for these sheep, I will lay down my life. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must lead them too, and they will hear my voice. And then there will be one flock, one shepherd. That is why Abba God loves me, because I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down freely. I have power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I received, O my God, the good news of salvation.
Alleluia.
It's been brought to my attention that it's time for a haircut. And I know people say, what hair? But every 2 weeks I get a haircut, whether I need one or not. And that's my lovely wife, Stephanie, sits me down in the chair and buzzes it. It doesn't take more than 10 minutes. It's an easy job. You say, well, what does your haircut have to do with? I thought it would fit in nicely with the theme of the Good Shepherd, the sheep being shorn. Do you see that imagery? Is it coming together? all right, enough of my grooming habits. Let's get on with the show here. This is a great theme. It's famous. There's famous pictures of Jesus holding a sheep, and he's smiling, holding it. And nobody ever looks to see, well, did the sheep have ticks or fleas? Did it stink? With Jesus holding this sheep, we just imagine that it's just come out of the washer. It's had some nice fabric softener on it. The thing smells great. I mean, I don't know. But it's an image that I see, and I started thinking in terms of a little more earthly stuff. And I think that's the beautiful image, is that we are the sheep, and we're not always the cleanest. Our souls are not always clean. Our demeanors are not always clean. But yet Jesus is the good shepherd, and he loves us. And he tends to his sheep. There's some great stuff in here about the hired hand, who is neither shepherd nor owner of the sheep, catches sight of the wolf coming, and he runs away, leaving the sheep. And the guy sees a wolf or a lion and says, hey, for $1.50 an hour, I'm out of here. Because, it's not worth hanging around to protect the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. He remains with us. In contrast to that, by the way, there are many scriptural references to sheep and shepherds. Back in that day, shepherds were, that's like today, maybe a computer programmer. If Jesus was here today, he would say, I am the good computer programmer. But in those days, it was, I am the good shepherd. So David was an example of one of those good shepherds. And this is a passage from Samuel. David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by the beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defiled the armies of the living God. He was talking about Goliath, who was ready to go forward to meet. The Lord who delivers me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. So there was David, filled with the Holy Spirit. There was no doubt in his mind that he was going to take care of these, having had that experience of being a good shepherd and taking care of, if it was a lion or it was a bear, it didn't seem to bother him. He went out there and did it. Whereas the hired hand, and that would be his father's flock too. He had more of a vested interest in it. Whereas the hired hand, again, was just a guy that was trying to make some money. And I know if I was in a guy's position and I saw a wolf or a lion, you can have that sheep, have a nice dinner. because you know, there probably would have been nothing I would have been doing to get in there. But Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the one who is, we are in his care. And I think that's a great thing. One more shepherd line in here was from, you know, to show that there's so many references. And this is from Isaiah. It says, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. And that's from Isaiah. I don't know if, you know, Greg says to me, hey, if you ever have an idea for a song when you're preaching, to, you know, let me know. I thought about this about 2 o'clock this afternoon as I was typing some of this stuff up. I said, I should have gotten a hold of Greg. That song, like a good shepherd, or like a shepherd, he feeds us. Are we doing that by any chance? He feeds his flock. And, well, you don't have to do it right now. I should have given you some notice.
You should.
But I did. And nobody said I totally had it together. But it's very interesting. It's also, today is vocation. We're celebrating vocations, which is appropriate. And we have a shepherd in training who is going to be speaking a little bit later, and that is our lovely Christy. And you know, one of the things that I really like about the ECC is the clergy that I have run into. The encounters I've had with clergy have been, these people have been good, really good people. Nobody's treated me badly. Everybody's, it's amazing. And I love the staff that's here. It's one of the reasons I'm still here. There's a little difference than some of the other churches I've been in. There was one example of a priest, and I just thought about this recently, who he was doing a funeral. He was a visiting priest to our parish, and our pastor wanted to also celebrate with him, which, you know, he wanted to do it together. So I mentioned it to this visiting priest who was a friend of the family, and the priest said, he shook his head no, and he goes, "When I'm on the altar, I'm Jesus." And I thought, wow, that's a little arrogant. And I don't see that around here. I don't see this with the ECC priests that I have. Deacons, there's not really that many of them. In fact, I might be the only the only walking representative of a deacon right now in the front range too.
Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie still, okay, great. So we're an endangered species, speaking of sheep. So Christy's going to be stepping up, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing her in the future, because again, she's just like everybody else that I've run into is, like I say, she's a shepherd in training, but I know she's going to be great because I know what kind of person she's getting to know her a little bit over the last couple of years. I know what kind of person she is, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be great here. And also is a little younger than the staff, current staff, so you know, there is hope for the future, and so you know, we're grateful for that. But I really appreciate the shepherds in the ECC, the people I've gotten to know. I think part of it is because maybe they've been slapped around a little bit over the course of their ministry and their lives, and have a degree of humility that maybe some other people don't. And so I'm very, very grateful to be among these shepherds. You know, towards the end there, Jesus talks about, "I lay down my life freely; no one takes it from me." And I think sometimes that's important to remember, that Jesus was not a victim of circumstances, that he laid down his life freely and took it up again. Before I depart, because I am cutting this short tonight, I want to leave some time for our shepherd in training, but I wanted to make a brief announcement. My alter ego will be doing, Lonesome Buddy F, will be doing a concert a couple of weeks from now, May 4th. In a basement. If you're interested, I'll give you more information. It's the Rolling Stones. It'll be 60s Stones. So if you're interested, you may want to come and view, and you can see. This is one of my alter egos. I'm Deacon Buddy. I'm Lonesome Buddy. I got all these buddies. Some people have been there before. I have some people in this very audience that have been to a show, and they didn't throw up, and they didn't throw anything at me. And so, right? Was it entertaining? Okay, that was the right words. Thank you. But anyway, if you're interested, I'll let you know. The Stones are coming here in sometime this year. If you go to my show, you will be saving hundreds of dollars. So I can offer that as an incentive. I want to end with a famous psalm which talks about shepherds and pasture. And I just did a funeral Monday for this gal that I've been was visiting for 20 years. I started visiting her when I was first ordained in 2003, and she just passed away this 2 weeks ago. And I did her funeral, and this was one of her her favorites. And so she said, you know, when I pass, make sure you do this. So I thought, this is appropriate for me to end with this. And it's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think on that note, amen.